The late great Michael Jackson. Ay, 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 ay. Told you, putting up high scores. Before that, Speaky Wiki, Speakiri, Professori. And that track was current. It's 959, it's Sky Drive. We are on the streets. We are on the air. If you just joined us, welcome.
Hello, here I'm enjoying the show. Mega love for you guys. Keep on doing the great work.
Thank you very much, Ntutuzelo. And indeed, we will carry on doing the great work. The great work. So here's the deal. I'm sure you've heard this. Money makes the world go round.
Yes, I've heard it.
Uh-huh. And indeed, it does. Today, I want to speak about the ANC's financials. We've seen that people that work for the ANC have not been paid for a little over 3 months now. Carl Niehaus himself found himself getting expelled from the ANC last week because he kept raising this issue.
Yeah.
And then obviously he had his own political agenda. But the nub of the issue is the fact that people haven't been paid.
Yes.
And for me, I remember specifically when the president signed the bill about party funding, mm-hmm. which then stated that you had to disclose all the donations that you got over 100K.
Yes.
And I get why we did that, because transparency is a big thing. Mm-hmm. But guys, we also need to be at a point where we can be honest about our politics. We sit here and we speak every day about inequality when it comes to the economy. Mm-hmm. We sit here and we speak every day about unequal access to funds and big money. So when people speak about white monopoly capital, it's not a lie. The capital is from a monopoly and it's majority white.
Yes.
You can then also infer from that that majority of those people maybe aren't fond of the ANC as a party. They may be fond of any other party, maybe most likely the Freedom Front, maybe the DA, you know, a little bit of maybe Musi Maimane's party, even though it's not a party, it's a movement. Mm-hmm. But, you know, generally speaking, and it's a great generalization, I know, you can infer that the ANC would not enjoy majority of those funds.
True.
The people who did donate to the ANC were the people who were made by the ANC.
Yeah.
Right? This then opens up a can of worms, because people are going to say, but then those are corrupt funds. Hmm. And I'm not going to sit here and discuss whether they are, whether they're not, because ngashoni langa. But let's just say, fine, let me acknowledge that they may be corrupt funds, right? How many corrupt funds from big corporates and organizations that we don't hear about end up in other parties' pockets? Hmm. Right? Because you've got to ask yourself, especially when leading towards elections now, right? How fair would the elections be if everybody had equal opportunity funding? Hmm. I'm just putting all of these things on the table because I want us to have the discussion, right? I can even take it further if you'd like. And get very specific and say, when the ANC, for example, investigates somebody like Edwin Sodi, who was, according to reports, the biggest, I guess, funder or person who donated funds to the ANC, and then they turn around, they find themselves in a situation like this, can anybody be surprised? If you are Kunile Huma and you've got money, would you want to donate more than 100,000 to the ANC right now?
Why would I do that?
That's exactly it. You do that, you're putting a target on your back. The first thing people are going to ask is, Sandman, where did you get this money? Mm-hmm. You see?
If you had nothing to hide, though, you wouldn't care. No, but think about it. If your books are clean and everything is legit,
yeah,
you wouldn't care who comes after you. You'd want to say, yes, I am donating X amount to this party and X amount to that party. My thing is that because it's so cloudy and hidden, tells me that there's a bigger underlying issue.
Yeah. But there is. And you're 100% correct. You don't even need to speculate.
And that's the problem.
How they used to work is that you donate to the party and then the party would take care of you somehow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say which party. Let's say any party that's in power.
Sure.
Yeah.
If I donate to Sandman's party, then when I get to Sandman's house, I will get taken care of somehow.
Look after your interests.
You know? Your back.
Yeah. Exactly. It's patronage. It's politics. That's how it's always been. You know, I know at home you're sitting there thinking, yeah, imagine seeing us getting up. For me, it is a bit of an issue, and it can even be a threat to our democracy because this is the governing party. Mm-hmm. And if we find ourselves in a position where majority black parties dry up and don't have equal access and funding, then you're going to find, Uti, yeah, the political power that we enjoy will not be worth much because other parties who do have funding will be able to do things that the people that we voted into power can't. When I mind you, they're saying, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
They're saying the social grant is opela. That's 17 million South Africans, last time I checked, who rely on that. Majority black. Do you see?
I agree. I was going to say, take for instance the report that was released by the IEC on the Political Party Funding Act. The DA received more than the ANC, than Action SA, than all the other parties.
Yes.
You know. So.
Because in you guys, it's LEP.
Yep.
Have you seen this documentary called Meet the Donors? It's basically on this topic, but in America, of the people that donate to the parties, who they are, how much it is. And once you start seeing that list, you start understanding why certain rules are being made to suit certain people, why certain business
they
people seem to get all the deals.
Yeah.
And it's such a great documentary. If you've never seen it, take a look at it. It's called Meet the Donors. And it's scary what's happening behind the scenes, guys.
Mm-hmm. America, don't even get me started here. Because in America, there's something called lobbying. Which is literally legally buying legislation. But don't get me started there. Ask us Kulu Menjingale ANC. Labas Pet. Give us a shout. 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp. 063-688-0959. I enlisted the help of a friend of ours. Good friend of the shows. Babdunsani Thope. Tembe, actually. Who's then going to join us after this. You too can weigh in. We want to hear your views.